Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R. D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, this is your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our sweet hour of prayer where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. I will be taking over just for this evening for Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who could not be with us today, but will be with us tomorrow, God's willing and all is well. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will be stepping in for our associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, led by God's Christian Ministry, was unable to be with us this evening, so I will be bringing the word in her place this evening. But she will be with us tomorrow, God's willing. Amen. So, at this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. You're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope you enjoy this next selection and pray that you're enjoying our Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer and our inspirational music. Praise God.
The heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain. And Lord, you're greater. Greater than all,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. Call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And welcome again to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Because prayer does change things. Amen?
To go at the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never say never, or come what may. Rising up to a blessing, prayer changes things, trying to make tomorrow better than today, yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Up to a blessing, prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled Abundant Water. Praise be to God. And our scripture reading is coming from Exodus chapter 17, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Amen? Where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It's this chapter is dealing with water from the rock. Amen? So at the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually, they camped at Ramadan, but there was no water there for the people to drink. So once more, the people complained against Moses. "Give us water to drink," they demanded. "Quiet," Moses replied. "Why are you complaining against me? And why are you testing the Lord?" But tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They are ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people. Take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out at the elders as the elders looked on. Amen. Moses named the place Massah, which means test, and Meribah, which means arguing. Because the people of Israel argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord here with us or not?" May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So, here, again, the people complained about their problem instead of praying. Some problems can be solved by careful thought or by rearranging our priorities. Some can be solved by discussion and good counsel. But some problems can be solved only by prayer. We should make a determined effort to pray when we feel like complaining, because complaining only raises our level of stress. Prayer quiets our thoughts and emotions and prepare us to listen. Amen. Praise be to God. Text for this message is coming from Exodus 17 and verse 6, where it says, "Strike the rock and water will come out of it, for the people to drink. Again, the title of this message is Abundant Waters. The writer says, in Australia, a report outlined a grim story of extreme drought, heat, and fire. The account describes a horrific year with only minuscule rainfall, turning parched brush into tinder. Raging fires torched the countryside. Fish died. Crops failed, all because they did not have a simple resource we often take for granted, water, which we all need in order to live. Israel found itself in its own terrifying dilemma as the people camped in the dusty, barren desert. We read this alarming line in Exodus 17:1. There was no water for the people to drink. The people were afraid. Their throats were dry. The sand sizzled. Their children suffered thirst. Terrified, the people quarreled with Moses, demanding water. But what could Moses do? He could only go to God. And God gave Moses odd instructions. Take the staff and strike the rock, and water will come out of it to drink. So Moses hit the rock, and out gushed a river plenty for the people and their cattle. That day, Israel knew that their God loved them. Their God provided abundant water. If you are experiencing a drought or wilderness in life, know that God is aware of it and he's with you. Whatever your need, whatever your lack, may you find hope and refreshment in his abundant waters. Amen. Where are the parched and barren places in your world? And how can you look for and trust in God's abundant water? Praise God. Let us pray. We need your water, God. We need your protection. If you don't help us, we don't think we'll make it. Will you bring us the water that we need for our thirst? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. At this time, I will continue playing our inspirational music on our sweet hour of prayer and thankful Thursday. I'm sure there's someone out there that has something that they want to thank God for. Again, our call-in number is 319-527-6004. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
More, I wanna be more.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, today is a new day. Help me finish the important task first. Even if those tasks are unpleasant, don't let me put off until tomorrow what I should do today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. Again, this is our coming towards the ending of our sweet hour of prayer and thankful Thursday. And I will, we pray every day, Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, our motto comes from James 5 and 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man avail as much. So we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests anytime from Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And coming towards the, okay, here we go. It's...
From whence cometh my help? Help cometh from the Lord, Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And no shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
is what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful in our homes, in our works, and in our families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection, and following this selection, I will come back with a mighty word from God. Amen. Again, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will not be with us this evening. Hopefully, she will be with us tomorrow instead. So I will be bringing the message this evening in her place. Praise God. So at this time, I will play a selection, and following this selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Praise God. For my God is truly able.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. My God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power, he is able, yes, he is, yes, he is, able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free, yes, my God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes.
Rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor telling me it's able.
What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You are able, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. All right, now it is time for the word. At this time, my scripture reading for this evening is coming from, we have three scripture readings this evening. The first scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 127, verses 1 through 5. Our second scripture reading is coming from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. And my third scripture reading is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Amen. And before we read the scripture, let us pray. As we pray to you as our Heavenly Father, we are aware that you have accepted us as your own dear children. Praise your name for this great privilege made available to us through the sacrifice of your Son. May we make tangible recognition of your ownership on our lives as we give freely of our tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, remove self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Use me as your vessel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay. Now, the first scripture reading, again, is coming from Psalms 127, verses 1 through 5. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, amen? Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning till late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hand. How joyful is the man who quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he comforts his accusers at the city gates. Amen. Now let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. And it says, direct your children unto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Amen. Praise be to God. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, where it does say, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord. May the Lord so richly bless the reading of his mighty word. Amen. You see, if our faith in Christ is real, it will usually prove itself in our relationship at home with those who we know best. Children and parents have a responsibility to each other. Children should honor their parents, even if the parents are demanding and unfair. Parents should care gently for their children, even if the children are disobedient and unpleasant. Ideally, of course, Christian parents and Christian children will relate to each other with thoughtfulness and love. This will happen if both parents and children put their other's interests above their own, that is, if they submit to one another. Amen. The reading of the word is already blessed. Praise be to God. God's infinite wisdom decrees that some families should be blessed, children, while others should be blessed without them. When parents experience extreme rebellion or hardship of the life of a child, they may question the wisdom of ever having had children. Amen? So whereas those without children may wonder why God did not allow them to be blessed with children, God has all wisdom. But humankind has finite wisdom. Therefore, people should accept God's plan for their lives by faith without any doubting whatsoever. Now, those whom God has selected to be parents have found that children are used of God to probe the depths of the parents. Christian experience just how serious are parents regarding their dedication or morality. And how have parents arranged their priorities? What values do they place on money, time, and recreation? Think about those questions, amen? Parents have a basic responsibility to guide and direct their children through the difficult maze of life. In the final analysis, children's lives will be determined by their own choices in these critical matters. Amen? So no matter how much you raise your children or how many values you instill in them, the final decision is still theirs. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5 from the RSV Bible. And it says, sons are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. And a quiver is like a pouch that they keep the arrows inside of. Amen. And my title for this message is Children, God's probe. Tonight, my message is divided into three, praise God, into three parts. First, we're going to talk about the development of children. The role of the parent diminishes while the task of the child intensifies. In the process of development, conflicts arise between parent and children at several critical points. Severe critical points. Sometimes parents are hesitant about releasing responsibilities that should be taken up by their child in the developmental process. Now, on the other hand, a child may seek responsibilities for which he or she is not prepared. These are all normal problems that must be recognized and dealt with as they arise. Amen? Praise God. Now, these are the problems that should be dealt with as they arrive. Number one, birth and infancy. Infants are not born in accordance with their own will. Rather, parents bear a child because it is their desire. Since this is a fact, parents must keep in mind that the rearing of a child is their responsibility. Amen? Praise God. Not the responsibility of a relative or not the responsibility of a friend. And not the responsibility of an institution or social agency. It is the parent's responsibility. Education. The future of a child's responsiveness to the larger world is dependent on his or her formal education. From preschool through college, wise parents guide their offspring from one point of advancement to the next. Experienced parents are able to protect their child from many pitfalls. Praise be to God. Puberty. Nature has a way of placing potential problems on children before they are ready to cope with them. So it is with puberty. Children's bodies develop into potential adulthood while their minds may still be immature. Amen? Praise God. Now, thus, it is essential that parents have the right attitude about sex and are willing to face the realities of life with their child. Teens. The turbulence of teenage years may appear to be difficult for parents, but that is because their child is going through an adjustment period. The patience, wisdom, love, and ability of the parents may be placed under deep stress. Parents must maintain their authority and leadership during this period. Young adults also need their parents' guidance. There comes a time when it is normal for children to leave home and establish their own family unit. Parents should guide their young adults through this period with much love and wisdom. Amen. Praise be to God. Now we're going to talk about the decision by children. The role of a parent in the life of their child is awesome. But the child must assume responsibility for making decisions. Parents do not have the privilege or the power to make inner decisions for their child. Therefore, the child must make personal choices for himself or herself. The life of the child is directed by personal decisions or wrong. concerning salvation. Parents may serve as an excellent example with their Christian life. They may be involved in the church and try to win their child to Jesus Christ. But the actual choice of salvation is left up to the child. Amen. We can only teach our children or bring our children to church, but we cannot force them. Concerning education, wise parents see value in education. Understanding their child's personality and abilities may enable them to help guide their child to a potential career. They may associate themselves with institutions of learning. They may offer to finance all the costs of education. But if the child does not have an inner desire and motivation, the parents' time and money will be wasted. And that is true, because so many parents, they send their children off to college thinking that this is what the child wants, and all the time deep down in the child's heart, that's not what they wanted. So the parents are the ones that end up losing financially, but the child loses an education. Concerning society, for parents to be concerned about their child's friends is natural. It's a natural thing to be concerned about the company that your children keep. Are they moral? Do they have a good or bad influence on their child? Parents may move their family into a good neighborhood, provided excellent schools, and attend an active church. But children will seek out their own friends. That's one thing, you cannot pick your children's friends for them. That's their choice. Concerning morality, most parents are concerned about their child's development of sexual awareness, illicitive and perverted. Sex have been made popular through the entertainment media. Parents must be consistent in teaching and exemplifying God's principles concerning sex. But the final decision as to how to handle the matter is up to the child. Now let's talk about the directions for children. Amen. Though the home is very dependent on the school and the church for guidance in the child's life, parents are still the key. There is no alternative. Parents must retain their leadership in their child's life. Amen. Now let's talk about personal worth. A child may be graded scale in the educational system. A child may be misinterpreted within the church program. No one knows that child like the parents. Therefore, it is necessary for parents to drill a sense of personal worth into the heart of their child. Though other institutions may attempt to do so, the family unit is the ideal place, child, to get the feeling that he or she belongs. For example, a child learns by example. The best or the worst example in the world is the parent. How many times are parents reminded that their child is following in their footsteps? Children do what they see their parents do. They imitate them. A child needs a real hero to imitate. Blessed is the parent who is willing to pay the price to be a child's hero. Amen? Praise be to God. Teaching. The education of a child should not be left totally to an institution outside the home. Too many teaching aids available for parents to neglect the valuable task of teaching their own child. A child's needs will probe the priority system of the parent at a critical time. Guidance. Authority is a must in the life of a child. It is a responsibility that should be shared by the mother and the father. If parents do not fulfill their role in this matter, then legal and social authorities may have to do what the parent would not do. Amen. So don't let your child turned over to the authorities. You are the parents. Teach your children, train your children, for they depend on you. Now, the value of the divine blessing. Let us always look to God's providence in all the affairs and businesses of a family. We must depend upon his blessings. One, for raising a family, if God be not acknowledged, we have no reason to expect his blessings, and the best laid plans fail unless he crowns them with success. For the safety of a family or a city, except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen, though they neither slumber nor sleep, wake but in vain. Mischief may break out, which even early discoveries may not be able to prevent. For enriching a family, some are so eager upon the world that they are continually full of care, which makes their comforts bitter and their lives a burden. All this is to get money, but all in vain, except God prosper them, while those who love the Lord, using due diligence in their lawful callings, and casting all their cares upon him, have needful success without uneasiness or vexation. Our care must be kept must be to keep ourselves in the love of God. Then we may be easy, whether we have little or much of this world. But we must use the proper means very diligently. Children are God's gift, a heritage, and a reward, and are to be accounted blessings and not burdens. He who sends mouse will send meat. If we trust in him, they are a great support and defense to a family. Children who are young may be directed aright to the mark, God's glory and service of their generation. But when they are gone into the world, they are arrows out of the hand. It is too late to direct them then. But these arrows in the hand too often prove arrows in the heart, a grief of godly parents. Yet, if trained according to God's word, they generally prove the best defense in declining years, remembering their obligation to their parents and taking care of them in old age. All earthly comforts are uncertain, but the Lord will assuredly comfort and bless those who serve him. And those who seek the conversion of sinners will find that their spiritual children are their joy and crown in the day of Jesus Christ. And as I bring this message to a close, children are valuable, our society and our church. God uses a child in the home to strengthen its weak points. Parents must be alert to the problems and seek to correct them. Above all, the sustaining power of God is needed for parents to be successful. I hope this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Praise God. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart, that Jesus died on the cross, was risen from the dead, is alive. I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible preaching church. Amen. And he will. Okay, and as I give my benediction, now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our devotional message, our inspirational music, and our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7. Amen. So, on behalf of my pastor, Prophet R. D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, and the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow. Amen. And at 6 to 7 p.m. will be our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will come and bring us a mighty word on tomorrow evening. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. And again, thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. Praise be to God. Good night and shalom.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God is sustaining me.
God is sustaining me. Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.